This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now on the DJV show, Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen is here. We wish Victoria well on her trip to Ireland. She's having fun. It would look you look at the Facebook stuff, all the social media posting, and she's having a great time. So let's enjoy our time together. Coming up, a very special hour with a very special friend, Jennifer and I. Believe it or not, Jennifer and I have friends. Can you believe that?
Well, it's more hard to believe for you. I'm pretty friendly.
Thank you. All right, first, though, trending things. What are you posting? What are we posting? What's been posted that we ought to bring people up to date on?
Well, I think the top trending story today is this tweet from Donald Trump against Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un on New Year's Eve decided to say Happy New Year to the whole world by threatening to blow it all up and also mentioning that he'd like to perform in the Olympics. So Donald Trump said, well, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un just stated that the nuclear button is on his desk at all times. Will someone from his depleted and food-starved regime please inform him that I too have a nuclear button, but it's much bigger and more powerful than his and my button works. So that's been getting a lot of attention. People saying that Donald Trump shouldn't be goading Kim Jong-un. I, though, Dougie, think that it's absolutely the right thing to do. This guy's a bully. He's trying to pretend he's unstable, and I think having someone give it right back to him is what's needed right now.
All right. So there you go. In your face, buddy. In your face. All right, what else? Anything else that you think is on top of
mind? Yeah, it's cold. Apparently, there's some big, huge cyclone of snow coming to the East Coast, sub-zero chills in the deep south. Charleston, where it's like beachy, balmy weather, is even closing their doors on their schools for the day because of this storm that's expected to be really fast moving through Florida, through northern Florida, up the southern coast and into Washington, D.C., headed for your area, too, in Massachusetts by tomorrow, Dougie.
By tomorrow, I won't be.
I know, you'll be headed for the West Coast, like a smart guy that you are.
I'm not too concerned about it. Everybody says they all tease me because whenever there's a storm, they always tell when the storms are coming because I'm leaving. And that is true. I just don't, there's nothing about this that is thrilling. And I know that I'm very fortunate. I have lots to be thankful for. And one of the things is that my two children live in an area that I find very desirable because the weather is pleasant most of the time.
Imagine if they had gone to Antarctica. Just think how miserable you would have been. Now, while you guys are all worried about the cold, what's trending in Southern California, where Fred and I live, we're dealing with very dry conditions. It's been a very mild winter, 70s, some 80s even in Southern California. And so now a lot of the environmentalists out here are saying, oh, see, we had rain last year. Now we're headed back into a cycle of drought again.
Yeah. Speaking, Jennifer just referred to Fred. Who's for? We don't have a Fred. We have a Rich who's here from time to time. We got a Jennifer. We got a Victoria. Got a Kara. Who the heck is Fred? Ladies and gentlemen, I said we would have an hour with a distinguished guest. And so, and I don't do this very often, but because I have spent some time with Fred Dreyer over the past couple of weeks and gotten to like him quite a bit, find him to be a very energetic, compelling fellow, has a lot of the same philosophies of life that I do. We're both the same age. So, and because he and Jennifer work together every day, Fred is a component at the CRN network. CRN Digital has a program which he hosts. And it's a sports-related, well, I don't know if it's really a sports-related thing.
It's the politics of sports.
Last week, it's politics and that sort of thing. John Frederick Dreyer, welcome to the DJV show.
Thanks so very much. Great to hear you guys both in great cheer.
Well, it's a little early for you, but it's not. Jennifer is used to getting up at this time. Are you an early morning person generally?
I'm up around 7 every morning.
All right, so we get you up a little bit earlier. For those of you who are not washed, Fred Dreyer, one of the most successful football players in the history of the NFL, and also after his career as a successful NFL player, he decided he wanted to be an actor. I think you first thought you might want to be an opera singer, right? But that didn't like that.
That was a. I realized that almost immediately that I shouldn't be doing that.
Good for you. So
he's self-aware if he is.
Yes, he is. Right. Yeah. So anyway, he's a Californian. He's like you, Jennifer. Came through all of the things that California kids come through. When did you first start playing football? At what age did you put a football in your hand for the first time?
Well, I started playing as a senior in high school, which was that was the only year I played, which was my senior year in high school.
So from that came a good college career, and from that came playing with, the Giants, the Patriots, sort of, and the Rams. You didn't really play.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, sort of.
I was there from draft day in 72 for about 3 months, and then they traded me back out to L.A.
Yeah. All right, so you played football. What position were you most comfortable? Did you play different positions, or were you always in the same position?
I was always a defensive end, always.
Yeah, and so what talent do you need? When you look at the people who are playing today, do they have the same talent that you did?
Today, the guys are certainly quite qualified. But they have you do different things. You know, defenses and offensive game plans today are different because they changed and engineered the rules to give you a specific outcome, which meant that they want it to be a passing league, so they penalize you on defense in terms of coverage, and then they assign defensive ends and outside linebackers different types of pass coverages every once in a while. We never had that when I was in the league. It was a run first, pass second league.
Run first, pass second.
Yeah, primarily the National Football League used to be. You know, you had great running backs. The Jim Browns and the O.J. Simpsons and all of the really dynamic running backs, that was your priority. Every team had to have a great quarterback and a great running back and certainly a great offensive line. But today, running backs, aren't as coveted in the league. Certain teams covet them. Dallas covets this guy, Elliott, because they primarily use him in their offense, but most of the time nowadays, it's just the ball is snapped to the quarterback, and in 2 seconds, that ball is out and down the field.
So there's a whole different philosophy of playing. Fred Dreyer, not only a great football player, but also has become synonymous with action television shows and movies. You'll remember that he was the star of Hunter in the 80s and the 90s. Yes, that's who we have. Fred Dreyer was Hunter. I thought, for some reason or another, I thought you were a lieutenant. I thought that Rick Hunter was a lieutenant, but I'm looking at the CV here, and you were a sergeant. Did you ever get promoted to be a lieutenant?
I don't think so. I think I stayed a sergeant. I wanted to stay out in the field. I think the lieutenants did a lot of paperwork, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You can't throw people off of buildings when you're a lieutenant. Right. It just doesn't look right.
Fred Dreyer, as Hunter, threw more people off the roof of buildings than any other actor in the history of action television, right?
It was such a great way to, a unique, fun way to get rid of these bad guys, because, you had these arguments with the networks all the time about I wanted to shoot the guy because he deserved it, And the networker says, well, we shot too many people already, Fred. You used up your allotment this year.
Let's throw them off the roof. Perfect.
Let's throw them off the roof.
All right. So, Jennifer, tell us the story of Fred becoming a radio host, because we've got him as a football player. We got him as an actor. So how did he become a radio host?
Oh, gosh, we'd have to go back in time, and Fred would probably tell you that story better than I would. But what I will tell you is that it's been really fun watching the development of the Fred Dreher Radio Show, which you can pick up on radio stations throughout the country. You can find it on CRN. There's a whole list on our website, crntalk.com. But what was really cool is we started the show with more of a political slant. But, Doug, as you found, politics is very negative, really, really easy to get kind of caught up in all of the mud and the muck that is happening in politics right now. And so as we started to evolve the show, we realized, hey, maybe we come up with this unique hybrid with Fred, and Fred's done an amazing job talking about the politics of the sports. This isn't a sports show that you're going to tune in and you're going to hear that the Lakers scored X amount of points going up against the Cavaliers. This is going to be a show that tells you about why sports are set up the way they are, why the game is played in a certain way, what the outcomes of the games really mean, and it's much less about some of the, I don't want to call them like juvenile sports shows where you're just going to get the scores and you're going to talk about fantasy football, but this is about the deeper story behind some of the games that are being played and, of course, all the major leagues in the country. Is that pretty accurate, Fred?
Yeah, it's good, Jen. Very good.
Yeah, see? I get extra points.
Yes, you do. Well, Mike Horn, who is my friend, Jennifer's father, and he and Fred have become great friends. That's how I got together. And
he's okay.
Mike saw that there was something there, and I love Mike telling me the story about how he met. He saw Fred in a restaurant, and he just walked over to him and said, hey, Fred, you ought to be on the radio. And Fred said, okay. It's pretty much that easy. Or am I telling, is it too simple, or was it pretty much that easy, Fred?
That's about right. Yeah, I didn't know who he was, certainly, but he came over and said, can I talk to you for a minute? I said, yeah, okay, I'll be right over. So I finished up, and then on my way out, I walked over to their table, and Mike was with Cynthia, who I didn't know at that time, but I sat down with Mike and his girlfriend, Cynthia, and we just started talking about stuff, and he asked me what I thought about talk radio, and he wanted to know if I was interested in maybe being part of a sports show. And I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I said, at that moment in time, I was pretty full and fed up with politics in this country, and just bewildered, like I think most people are at the stupidity. You know,
of people. Forget
what you really think, Fred.
It's true.
Yeah, it is true.
But the stupidity, the raging stupidity of lack of common sense and character that are in these people. And, I'm out here in California with Jerry Brown, who has destroyed the country, And I said, I'd be interested in doing something like that and talking to you. So we did a show for several years on politics, just like Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levin and all these guys, and it got to the point where I was so angry and so depressed every day that I just said I can't do it anymore. I don't want to do it. So we switched it to the politics of sports, and what's interesting is how many people take for granted what is going on in the world of sports. And we screwed into that for a while, and we found ourselves having an awful lot of fun and enlightening a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I want to continue this. We'll pause for a couple of moments here. I want to talk to you about the firing of Rodriguez, the Arizona coach, as we continue. And I want to talk about this movie that you're starring in called Highway 395. You can check out Fred's website, freddreher.co. That's freddreher.co. Fred Dreher, the sports star and the television and movie star, here on the DJV Show, 21 after the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want you something to admire, 'cause you shine like a mirror, and I can't help but know.
23 at the hour now, DJV Experience. Doug Steffen, Fred Dreyer is here. We're going to have some music. This is the musical portion, Fred. Every hour we have a few minutes devoted to music news, stories about stars, and the music that we like and love, and it bridges the generations. Justin Timberlake is somebody who's done a pretty good job at that. Do you like Justin Timberlake as an actor or a singer? Do you pay much attention to him, Fred?
Yeah, when I first saw him, I didn't think much of it, but he's done a great job of lasting a long time.
Yeah, he's really good. I think he's an excellent entertainer, frankly. He's teased his next studio album called Man of the Woods, a minute-long teaser trailer. Song will be arriving at the end of this week. Full album dropping on the 2nd of February, a couple of days before he's the performer at the Super Bowl. What do you think of some of the performers that when you were, did you, were you ever in a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I was with the Steelers, Super Bowl 14. Yeah.
All right, who is the, do you remember who the entertainment was?
You know, I have no idea.
Well, I wonder if they even did a halftime entertainment show back then. That was 14. I don't know when it started.
Yeah, I don't think it was as big as it is now.
You know? No, not at all. No. Well, imagine this guy's going to drop a new album just before the Super Bowl show that he's going to be in. It's his first LP since the 2020 Experience 1 and 2 in 2013. He said, "This album really is inspired by my son, my wife, he's married to Jennifer Beals, my family, but more so than any album, I've written it where I'm coming from, and it's very personal." So if you look at the trailer, it shows clips of him in various landscapes, glimpses of his wife Jessica, son Silas. Video also features audio of his album collaborator Pharrell. Is that, how do we pronounce it? Pharrell Williams? Or?
Pharrell.
Yeah, Pharrell.
Yeah.
Yeah. It also features a clip of what sounds like the first bit of music fans will be hearing from Man of the Woods, with the two of them exclaiming, "This is a smash!" So anyway, we'll see if he brings that stuff to the Super Bowl or not. Also musically, Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson being sued over Uptown Funk 2014 single, center of a copyright infringement case. The trio, The Sequence, is that how you pronounce it? They had a song called Funk You Up, 1979, And apparently they've been sued. They're wanting a jury trial. Uptown Funk won a couple of Grammy Awards, Record of the Year in 2016. Back in September, La Strada Entertainment, who owns the rights to Roger and Zapp's song More Bounce to the Ounce, filed a lawsuit against Ronson and Mars, claiming the music was copied. How many of these things have there been? Tons of those.
There have been, like five or six on this song alone. Some of them sound like it, some of them don't. Yeah, they've been sued by like four different people.
Do you think there's a claim here? Does their song sound like the first song?
The most recent Mars one, Funk You Up, I think the only reason they can say something is because of the lyric, but funk is not really, I don't know, a lot of people use that song.
Funk is funk.
Yeah, I don't think that they got anything.
And when you think there's only eight notes in the scale, it's likely that even the most creative of us will once in a while come up with something that sounds like something else. All right, so that's the Bruno Mars story. Now it's time for Fred to identify the mystery doo-wop group. All right. Here we go. Fred and I are big doo-wop fans. You know who this is, Fred?
That's Darlene Love. It could be the Blossom.
Darlene Love was the lead singer of the Blossoms. She had her own group because she originally was supposed to be the lead singer of the Ronettes, but she wouldn't sleep with Phil Spector, so she went off on her own. And that's what came out of it. This is great stuff. Crank it up there, Kara.
Yeah, she's good.
Oh, she's great. Still got her voice, too, by the way. Still performing. She sounds great. 28 past the hour on the DJV Doo-Wop Show.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge, welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
In today's automotive news, Toyota will build the world's first power generation plant with a hydrogen fueling station. They've announced a future endeavor with Panasonic to develop a prismic cell for batteries, and their sales in Europe are up 12%. The construction of the world's first megawatt-scale carbonate fuel cell power generation plant with a hydrogen fueling station to support its operations puts them up front in green technologies. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge, welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now, DJ V Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And I don't get off the wheel very often. Most of the time, this program is about issues that are fun to talk about. The ladies who are on with me have all these different perspectives. Jennifer is here normally in Victoria, who's on vacation, and Kara. But every once in a while, I meet up with someone, or I find somebody that I think is really worth our time. And there's a character, and he is a character actor. He's a character in his own right, but he's a character actor, and was a very accomplished football player. Fred Dreyer, who starred in the TV show Hunter, and you have many other shows and movies to your credit. How did you get into the whole business of acting from sports? Was it easy because people are watching you as a football player? You're out in front of tens of thousands of people every week. So do you think about that? Do you ever think about who's watching?
Not so much. You know, you can, when you're playing football, you can actually eyeball the people that are looking at you.
Yeah.
But or throwing things at you. One of the two. I got hit in the head in New Orleans coming out of the locker room onto the field. In the old Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, you had to come out under the bleachers, you know, down around the end zone. And the guy was an old guy out there. He didn't really know what his value was. He had one thing, and that was to tell people, the players, put your helmets on. Put your helmets on. Make sure your helmets are on when you go out of the locker room onto the field. And I found out why as I got underneath the bleachers. I got hit right in the head with a Jack's beer bottle.
Good God.
A guy unloaded on me, and I had my helmet on, thank God. And it was one of the perks of the business.
Was he unloading on you because he didn't like you or because he was just drunk and throwing stuff?
Yeah, it was about 10 o'clock in the morning. It was a 1 o'clock game there, and it was about 10. Well, it was about 10 or no, actually, it was close to the kicking. The kicking teams went out at noon, which is an hour before the game. So it was for that. Mm-hmm. And by that time, this guy was so drunk, it was, this guy was really out of it. And nobody did anything. They all laughed. I had a good time.
Mm-hmm. Fred Dreyer, as a football player then, you weren't necessarily aware of all of the focus on helmets and head injuries and that sort of thing as they are now. What's your view of the focus on how to protect the people who are playing, what they're signing up for when they sign their contracts, the NFL, all that sort of thing, which is part, by the way, for those of you who are just joining us, I've met Fred actually at Jennifer's dad's house 3 or 4 times, but we never really engaged in much more than superficial conversation. I think you and I and Shatner had a conversation out in his backyard by the pool the last time I was there, and it was a focus on you and he were talking about something that you had done together. I don't remember what it was, but
yeah, you know what we did. Bill and I did the Long Beach Grand Prix. You know, we were drivers in the celebrity race on Saturday before the big race on Sunday.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay. I know we were talking about driving, and I wasn't much. I was sort of listening more than participating, and because neither of you really knew who I was, so I just found the conversation interesting. But then on Christmas Eve, when we were both at Jennifer's dad's house for a Christmas Eve celebration, we actually got into a conversation which pretty much occupied both of us through the whole evening. And there's a couple of pictures.
Thank God. Yeah. Everybody else was doing Christmas carols, and you and I were talking about
But we were criticized because we wouldn't sing the carols. The two of us sitting on the couch, and Jennifer was busy snapping pictures of us and posting them online, taking shots at us because we wouldn't sing the Christmas song. I sang a couple of them, and then... You know, back to the conversation. Anyway, Fred has his own website, freddreyer.co, not com, but co, freddreyer.co. I said, why don't you have .com? Tell him the reason that you don't have .com.
Well, I contacted the guy that had .com, and I said, look, I need that back. And he says, well, I've got a bunch of different .coms, and yours is one of them, and I like it, and I'm not selling it.
There are a lot of people who did this. They went around when first all of this stuff was being created, about 15, 20 years ago. They take famous people's names and create a web address, and then they'd, if you wanted them, they'd extort thousands of dollars out of people who wanted to have, you know, they wanted, as a matter of fact, I ran into it when I was trying to, I had half a dozen different radio shows that I wanted to make sure we had a web address for, and they'd all been taken. Somebody listening to me put all of them together, so all I did was add show. That when people say to me, why isn't it DJV.com? Because this guy, he took DJV show, I mean, he took DJV.com, he took GoodDayHealth.com, AmericanFamilyFarmer.com, Your Hidden Power, all the things that I do.
Yeah.
So I just added show to all of them, and that's why we have the web addresses the same as you. So you came up with .co. I didn't even know that you could do that. I probably would have done that. How did you discover you could do that?
I don't know how I did it. You know, some friends have a expertise and all this stuff. And,
yeah.
I was told if you don't get .com, people will never know who you are, never find you. And
yeah.
So I said, well, what about .org? Oh, no, not .org. You can't do .org. You can't do anything. You got to have .co. .com. I said, I don't think that's necessarily true. So as time went on, you know, they've got all kinds of websites now.
Oh, yeah.
If you just let people know what it is, they'll get a hold of you.
Exactly. FredDreyer.co. All right. So what do you think, as a sports fan, the radio show that you do every week that's heard on a lot of radio stations and CRN Digital, the Wildcats fired Rick Rodriguez 6 seasons. He was involved in sexual harassment allegations, right?
Oh, I didn't know that. I mean, who is it? But I mean,
Rodriguez was apparently he's been there. He's had quite a bit of success. So how much attention do you pay to college football versus professional football these days?
Well, I like college football. It's short and snappy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have all of the gesticulations, and the narcissism has not flowered in that sport yet, you know.
Is there a danger, do you think, Fred, of these sorts of things? I think you and I started talking about basketball when we were together, and these college teams, these athletes who seem to be pros, they're treated as pros. March Madness is crazy time. Is there too much focus in college sports on what you can do for the school in terms of raising money, that kind of stuff, and not the sport?
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, the college sports, basketball, you know, football, and those are the two big money makers, there's a lot of people who think, and I'm probably coming around to it, but there's a lot of people who think that these athletes, that are given a free education in terms of scholarships to play sports, but at the same time, they're selling they're going to sell these kids' jerseys in the student store, and they're going to market them, and they're going to do everything they can, to make money off of them while they're still under scholarship. So I think that the NCAA, which is a real interesting governing body that puts a stranglehold. I now call professional football government football.
Mm-hmm.
Because the rules and regulations that have been clamped down at almost every level of organized sports that's televised is just preposterous, and there's no reason why you shouldn't alter and amend the relationship the athlete has with school.
All right, let's talk about your acting career, the kinds of things that you have done that you like to do. You've been producing movies for NBC after you had a good relationship with the fellow that was running NBC for a long time. He saw something in you, and even though the show that you were in, The Hunter Show, was one of those that was done by Stephen Jay, I had him on my program any number of times, and I never pronounced it. It's Cannell, not Canal, right?
Yes, Cannell.
Yeah. So what was he kind of guy was he? He found you for Hunter, and so you worked with him for however many years in the 80s and the 90s. He produced Rockford and all these other shows that were basically the same kind of thing. Was that an easy gig or tough gig? What was doing that kind of episodic television every week? How did you fare?
Well, first of all, Steve was to be admired. You know, he was a self-made guy. His father was the Cannell and Chafin. He was an entrepreneur in the furniture business here. He had a store on Wilshire Boulevard, Beverly Hills, I used to see all the time.
I didn't know that.
So his family was in the furniture business, and then Steve broke away, wanted to be a writer, and and worked diligently at it, and sold some scripts, and then went to work for Roy Huggins over at the Universal when they were doing Rockford Files.
Mm-hmm.
So he got his bones on Rockford Files, and then went into individual producing, sold some scripts. He actually saved ABC's bacon by coming up with a show called The A-Team.
And so
that show was a ratings winner, and really began to help Steve sell scripts to all networks. And the, one of the networks they sent a script over called Hunter was our TV show, and we did it from 84 to 91. And Steve was an interesting guy. I admired him a great deal, and he had a real interesting talent. He used to tell me he'd get up at 3 in the morning, kind of like you, Doug.
Yeah.
He'd get up at 3 in the morning, and he would write an entire script, you know, in a couple hours.
Wow. That's a talent and a half, for sure.
Yeah, and it really is. I mean, he was a real prolific guy that way, and he'd go off on his boat and come up with ideas, and then call. He would call you from the bridge of his boat. It's actually a ship, but he had this huge yacht that he would be out in the Baltic Sea somewhere and typing out scripts, and he'd get these ideas and then call the networks and say, I'm sending over a script. And by the time he got back to L.A., you know, he'd have another show on the air.
Show in the production. All right, we got a couple of minutes left. I want to talk about how you matured. You've done a lot of these things now on your own. You've produced some action shows and been in other ones. This Highway 395, the feature film that you can actually see if you go to Fred's website, freddreyer.co, or do you have to downlink it? How does that work?
Well, you go there and you'll see the trailer. You can view the trailer, and then you can download the actual movie.
So are you? What is your character in Highway 395? 395, by the way, is a real highway in California.
Well, it goes from San Diego, actually from the border down in San Diego, all the way north to the east side of the Sierra Nevada Mountains, from Tehachapi to the south, all the way north, all the way up to Washington. I mean, this thing is a huge thoroughfare, and it's to the east of the mountain range, Sierra Nevadas, and to the west of the Nevada state line. So my character Raleigh Wade, the sentinel of the highway, as it were, is polices all of those areas in there. And they are, in fact, one of the most dangerous parts of California, because that's where a lot of felons live.
Yeah.
Because they can get away from the law.
Yeah, there's no law enforcement there. You're the only one. All right.
Yeah.
So Highway 395, downloadable at freddreyer.co, and you continue to work. You're in shows all the time. You still like acting, don't you? You still enjoy. I can tell by your body language when I was talking to you about that. You still like it.
I do like it. I want to act. I don't want to read the radio copy. And most of the stuff today, one hours,
yeah,
they're just so procedural and so curious.
All right. Got to scoot. Fred Dreyer here on the DJB show. Fred, thanks.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
He is me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
From Mad Max. Now, Chuck Curry, our movie man, with movie news today, and the focus on Mel Gibson, who was the star of the first Mad Maxes. How many Mad Max movies have there been, actually?
There's been four. He's been the star of three. Actually, you know, the reason we discuss this, Mel Gibson turned 62 years old today, but when Mad Max came out in 1979, it was directed by George Miller, an Australian director, great director. Movie was shot in Australia, and Gibson's Australian accent was so thick in 1979 that when the movie was released here in the States, his voice was dubbed over so people could understand what he was saying.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
so he worked on it with the acting coaches and stuff? How did he get rid of the accent?
I guess he worked on it and got his dialect a lot better.
Yeah.
Road Warrior, which was the second installment in the Mad Max franchise, really made him an international star. Mad Max was big, but the Road Warrior was enormous. And then he did Thunderdome. Tina Turner was in that movie. So Mad Max. And then Tom Hardy starred in the last installment, Fury Road, which got the great critical buzz last year.
For Charlize Theron.
Yes,
and then for him, it would seem. But you look at these things, they're just crazy movies. I thought he was older than that, Frankie. He looks so much older. He's been a big smoker all of his life. He looks it and he sounds it. And you wonder.
Know what's interesting? When Daddy's Home 2 came out this year, and it's performed very well at the box office. Gibson has a supporting role in the film, playing the father of Mark Wahlberg. When I read reviews, it is, and I'm just laying it out there, I'm not endorsing Mel Gibson as a person. People could think whatever they want, but so many people, you know, still really do hate Mel Gibson. Some of the reviewers say, you know, should never work again, and I'm sure a lot of people in the industry feel that way also. Now, having said that, I believe, from a creative point of view, I find him excellent, both in front and behind the camera. I think he's tremendous talent.
Yeah, he's got a sense of, I don't know if it's authority. He played, I saw him walking around. The first 20 minutes of that movie was shot in Framingham. And between the home that they were in before they went on their vacation and the school where the action brings Mark Wahlberg's character and then all of them to a school that they took over on a Sunday to do the shooting there. Gibson was very approachable. He and Lithgow wandered around a shopping center that was down the street, and they had a great time just talking to people. The two of them appeared to be having a good time with each other doing this as well. So I think you can tell in the movie whether people are actually having a good time.
Yeah,
the chemistry.
Also.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And what I read, there's a very good chance that we're going to see a fifth Lethal Weapon movie with Mel Gibson, Danny Glover, and director Richard Donner, which I hope because I love that franchise.
That'd be fun. Yep. All right, more movie news in a moment with Chuck Curry here.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
All right, Chucker, in terms of New Year's resolutions, people getting off the couch and not staying home to watch Netflix or some of the other Amazon, whatever it is that people can watch at home, there's something about going to the big screen that can't be duplicated. I don't know whether maybe because younger people have grown up looking at these smaller screens, but I have resolved to spend more time going to the movies because I like going to the movies and I'm looking for good stuff. And I've gone, you call them art house movies. I just think they're second tier movies sometimes that are better than the stuff. I don't want to see too many more car crashes or the CGI stuff. I want to see some stories and tell, you know, looking into important aspects of people. Am I alone with that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, there's still a sizable segment that sees more adult. So this is a good time of year. You get late December, January, all the what they call Oscar bait comes out, and there's a slew of this stuff hitting the theaters. They obviously don't make the money, I don't think, that they used to do years ago in theaters. What Jodie Foster said in an article yesterday, it got a lot of publicity that I talked about. I think it's fairly accurate in terms of Hollywood, no doubt, is going bigger and bigger. That's not necessarily a bad thing. I like a lot of the big genre stuff, but like you, I also like the serious, story-driven movies also, which I think we need more of.
You look at Daisy Ridley, Emma Watson, Gal Gadot, women are the...
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.